2012 was a tough year for Afghans. Some 2,754 civilians were killed here in Afghanistan last year alone. Over 4,000 others were badly injured. These figures have been reported by United Nations. However, the number of casualties are lower than 2011. But to the UN, they are still not acceptable.
There is an increase in civilian casualties caused by anti-government elements, notably as regards using such as indiscriminate and illegal tactics and weapons.
Both sides of the conflict killed civilians. Although the Taliban are well known here for their brutality, it is the deaths and injuries of Afghan civilians at the hands of US-led forces that quickly provoke a sense of anger and frustration among the locals. It is mostly air attacks, especially the US drone strikes, that outrage Afghans. The United Nations says drone operations jumped by 72% last year. At least 16 civilians were targeted, a sharp increase from the previous year.
The situation for civilians is still very difficult in many communities, and many thousands of Afghans are still affected by the armed conflict.
Civilian casualties are one of the high-profile issues of the ongoing conflict in this war-ravaged country. Over 14,000 people, many of them women and children, are said to have been killed over the past 6 years alone. The United Nations report has called on US and its allies to fully identify their intended targets before dropping bombs, in that Taliban should also cease the use of all forms of bombings, especially in public places. Now it remains to be seen if they will take these recommendations seriously. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.